The first thing to say about the current rules around unauthorised absence is it's absolutely right that we have a zero tolerance approach to truancy. But at the same time, what's clear about the experience since these new rules were introduced by the government a few years ago is that when you look at now the cases of parents and families coming forward that are having real issues with gaining often quite reasonable requests for leave because of emotional or family circumstances, that to me suggests that the current rules as they're drafted in terms of exceptional circumstances is just not working. Brighton Hove City Council has issued 726 fines to parents for unauthorised holiday absence over the last academic year. And again, I think it's important to stress, you know, there should not be, of course, routine approval for parents to take their children out of school during term time. However, what's really wrong with the rules at the moment is they don't give head teachers, in discussion with parents, enough leeway, enough discretion around the fact, for example, that parents may themselves work in the travel industry. When does the travel industry need to be at full tilt? Well, it's during the term time holidays. So again, there's no flexibility currently in the rules. My committee will look at the petition on inset days. Clearly, you know, the council has no powers currently to direct schools to use their inset days in a particular way. I think it's important that the community understands that. But at the same time, what I hope we can also discuss is the idea, which of course Wales, or a school in Wales, has grouped the five inset days together. I think we do, though, need to look at the experience of that scheme. I will be asking officers to look at that and to report back to a future committee. But I think there's a wider debate we need to have as well, which is about the fact that, rightly, you know, children are expected to be educated, statutory education of 195 days a year. Again, you know, there's in the 21st century, can we look at ways in which we can work with the teaching profession to look at the 7-day week? I'm not suggesting for a minute we have school on a Sunday, but, you know, we could, for example, look at the hours that schooling takes place. We could look at weekend working. All ways in which we can free up families to spend quality time together.